Have you ever felt lost or confused? Maybe you've gone through tough times, doubted your faith, or even struggled with personal issues. When we face challenges, it can be hard to see God working in our lives. But the good news is that Jesus is always with us, even when we don't realize it. Just as he walked beside the disciples on their way to Emmaus, he walks with us too. He wants to guide us through our struggles, offering comfort and support along the way. Jesus revealed himself to the disciples in a way that was personal and meaningful to them. He shared a meal with them, just as he had done before his crucifixion. And in that simple act of breaking bread, their eyes were opened and they recognized him. How can we recognize Christ in our daily lives? Well, it can start with being open to his presence. Sometimes we just need to slow down and pay attention to the ways that God is working around us. When we pray, we can ask him that we could see him more clearly in our lives. And we can take the time to reflect on people and experiences that have brought us some comfort, peace, and hope. These might be the ways that Jesus is talking to us. This week, I challenge you to take some quiet time to reflect on the ways that Jesus has revealed himself in your life. Think about moments when you felt comforted and supported. Maybe it was through a kind word from a friend. Maybe a scripture verse that spoke to you. Or maybe a sense of peace while you were praying. Jesus is always with us, even when we don't recognize him right away. Take some time to look back and see how he's been walking with you all along. And as you go through this week, remember to continue walking with Jesus as your friend and Savior. Invite him to be in your daily routine, whether it's through prayer, reading scripture, or just being open to his presence. Loving Father, we thank you for the story of the road to Emmaus, where Jesus revealed himself after his resurrection. We ask this week for your guidance and strength as we walk through our own struggles and doubts, and as we strive to recognize you in our daily lives. Help us to see you in unexpected ways, and help us to walk with you as our friend and our Savior. Amen. I pray that you have a great week, and remember to encourage and support one another in all of our faith journeys as we pray together the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.